Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dave Archer, former Falcons QB, now analyst for the Atlanta Falcons Radio Network.
Analyst? Come on, Dylan.
And our conversation with Archer is presented by John Foy and Associates, experienced personal injury attorneys. Get the strong arm. Dave, welcome in. Obviously, we're looking for a win this weekend. So where has the focus been this week up here in Flowery Branch? What have the guys been working on?
Yeah, Dylan's not talking about you guys having him be on time. He says he wants you guys on time. You guys keep going to break too late. Come on, get that taken care of.
Oops.
You can't get the pie out of Mike's mouth. How much weight has Mike gained at the public?
Oh, my goodness.
Unbelievable.
All he's doing is walking around eating and asking people if they want his signature. So it's really weird.
There you go. If you're gonna find a place to eat and find good food, Publix is the place to go. No question about that.
100%. There you go, man.
Hey, getting back to what you're talking about, Allie. You know what? This has been a week, really, not of self-reflection, of just reinvestment in who you are and do the things that you're capable of doing. Catch the football, block that guy, tackle that guy. It's the simple stuff. It's really caused Atlanta to lose their last two games, certainly. And really, if you go back and you look at their six losses, you could probably point to four of those that just not doing your job is kept you from winning football games. So whether it's kicking the football, blocking, catching, I don't think there's a special recipe, Allie, for how you win the football games. It's just go out and take care of business. Do what you're capable of doing. Do what you're doing in practice. And for some reason, that's evaded them. In key moments, not in all the game, but key moments of the game, it's evaded him.
Arch, let me get the food out of my mouth before I ask you my next question.
There you go.
Hey, we've talked a number of times this year about Darnell Mooney and the need to kind of get him involved in this passing game. And to Zach's credit, to Darnell's credit, to Michael's credit, they tried to do that last week. One catch on 8 targets. Do we have any answers? I know Raheem, there was a big moment made this week where Raheem's on with Dukes and Bell, and he talks about that he had a broken collarbone. I didn't know what to make of the comments. I don't know if that necessarily should add timing some of the bad throws that we've seen, but I think that you and I would both agree that Darnell Mooney can unlock this passing game in a lot of different ways.
Yeah, there's a lot of stuff he can do, Mike, no question about it. I think that there's some more things that you could probably get him involved in. It doesn't mean throwing in the football down the field either. I think you could throw him quick screens to the outside. I think he's, other than Bijan Robinson, he's our one short area quickness guy. So get him the ball quickly. Let's see if he can do some of that. Maybe that gives him some confidence. Almost like going to the foul line, Mike. You get a couple foul shots, and all of a sudden that three-pointer starts falling, right? And so some of that has to do with Michael being on time with the ball and on target. Maybe a couple of quick screens to him. He sees what Mooney can do. Next thing you know, it unlocks the ability to throw the ball the curl route. And then the tougher throw with those outside breaking routes. There's a lot of timing attached to those speed outs or deep comeback routes. That ball's coming out well before the receiver's coming out of his break. And so some of the timing that Raheem was talking about that he hasn't gotten on the field a ton because of his limitations in practice and then trying to get up to speed in games, that's kind of what Raheem's talking about with some of the things Mooney's gone through from an injury standpoint. I think it has something to do with some of the missed times with Michael's throws. But certainly You're exactly right. You need to get him going. You can't just have Drake London as the only target. Everybody knows Drake's going to get the football, and he's going to make his share of catches, but they're going to begin to limit what you can do there. So Pitts and certainly Mooney need to get going in the passing game.
Well, Arch, you look at the front seven that Carolina has, and they're pretty good. And, Nick Scorton's starting to come on. He's Evro compared him to George Karloftis a little bit earlier in the week. How would you go about attacking a defense like them? Really just their front seven with Wharton, Robinson, and Derrick Brown. How would you go about attacking them if you're Zach Robinson?
Well, you got to run it at them, Bo. You can't just give them a break. I think we've gone into a couple of games, well, we can't run it against these guys. We're going to do something else. Screw that. Let's come off the ball and shorten their necks a little bit and see if they're interested in playing a physical football game. Make them think you're going to run the football. Derrick Brown's a big-time player. We've had a tough time handling him. Their addition of Bobby Brown, who's 335 pounds, is a problem. But let's come off the ball and make sure they're a problem on Sunday. You know, sometimes you just think they're a problem, and maybe they're not interested in playing. Let's go find out if they're interested in playing in this game, the physical style of Brand. I also think that Michael, when you're going to throw the ball on first down, Mike's got to be able to take what they give him. This is a team that wants to play some man coverage, but they also play some loose coverage. I watched Tyler Shuck. I've watched the New Orleans tape four or five times now. And Shuck's just taking what they're giving. Now, he hit a couple big shots down the field in the New Orleans game, but he's taking what they're giving him. It's a little bit what Bryce Young does. Bryce Young just wants to take what you give him, and that'll be something from a defensive standpoint that Ulbrich might encourage his DBs to come up and hog up a little bit. I don't think you're overly concerned about anybody going by you in this group. I think you can run with everybody. Horn can run a little bit. Coker's a little bit, has some twitch to him, but I don't think you're worried about any of that kind of stuff. So come up and play a little tighter, but if getting back to the offensive side of the football and their front seven, yeah, they're stout. Let's see how stout they are on Sunday.
I love that response. Dave, this is a little bit of a question, but I want to see how you answer it. Charlie Warner, his playing time over the last few weeks has been up and down. We've seen him, get to about half the snaps, and we've seen him as low a couple of weeks ago as just having five snaps in the game. What do you think? How do you think his role has changed throughout the year, and what do you think the right number of snaps is for a guy like Charlie Warner who plays that position?
I think there's a really you're kind of in a bind a little bit, Mike, with you want to try to get more and more of Algier and Robinson on the field at the same time. And if you do that, then who's coming off the field? Either Warner or Pitts is coming off the field. I think if Warner's on the field and you have those two backs, you're almost telling everybody you're going to run the football, or at least short passing game. If Pitts is on the field, you still have that threat that you're going to go vertical down the field because Bijan can get out and be wide receiver too, as Bo wants to call him. But you, the two backs in the backfield are something I think that they would like to get to more, and I think it's at the cost of Warner being on the field. And Charlie is a core special teams guy. I think at some point during the middle part of the season, you begin to get worn down a little bit. Mike, you played a lot of places when you were playing on the offensive line and then also had to play a lot of special teams as well. I mean, that can wear you down. You get to the mid-season point here, which is where we're at, a little past mid-season. All of a sudden, you need to take a little bit of load off of him. And I think having Bijan and Tyler in the game, there's some rewards to that as well.
Arch, the run defense kind of – I didn't think was as – they had moments the other day. But in the game against Indianapolis, obviously, 100-something yards come off that one run and the overtime thing. But kind of how do you reestablish that run defense and kind of lock down against a two-headed monster with Chuba Hubbard and Rico Dowell coming in here from Carolina?
Yeah, it's we can explain all we want to and make excuses about them running for 300 yards. They ran for 300 yards, okay? And that's the simple matter of the fact. You ripped off an 83-yard run, yes. You take that off, they still ran for 240, which is getting your ass handed to you in the run game. So what you're going to have to do is you have to tackle and you have to fit the run properly. We misfit the run a number of times. Now give Jonathan Taylor credit. He bounced, found creases. But you got to be disciplined when you have a guy that has the ability to do that. He's got great speed. I think that people underestimate his ability to run. These two guys are going to face this weekend probably not the top-end speed that you saw from Jonathan Taylor, but still solid backs. I mean, Dowdle's had a monster day against his former team, the Cowboys. We know Chuba Hubbard can run, and they're both good receivers out of the backfield. I think the key is just to fit the run and to make sure you tackle. Because like I talked about, they're going to try to run it. You got to tackle. When you have a chance and you're in the if you're fitting the run and you're one of those linebackers in the gap, you can't miss the tackle and give him 8 yards or 12 yards or 15 yards. Got to make the play because there's stuff designed and guys are in position to make plays or missing some tackles. And then if you're Billy Bowman or somebody on the perimeter that you're supposed to fit that nine out there in the nine technique area, you've got to fit the run there. You've got to be there to make the play. But you have to tackle because Bryce Young is going to throw the ball underneath. He's going to get the ball out of his hands quickly, especially on first and second down. You've got to come up and tackle guys.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Total, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Well, real quick, Arch, and you just mentioned us getting on a commercial break at the right time, so I'm going to hold you to this. We've got about, we've got about 20 or 30 seconds left. The inside linebacker spot, Josh Woods, he got inserted last week. He has a hamstring, it looks like. J.D. Bertrand's been in and out. We've seen Ronnie Harrison. What do you think about the depth right now at that spot, and what do you look for them to do this weekend?
Yeah, it's not good. Not good. Woods, I thought, did some good things. I thought he was a good insert there. Ronnie Harrison's done some good stuff. Bertrand's going to have to continue to come on. But, yeah, you're starting to get down to where you're pretty thin in that ranks. You got the Iowa State guy they elevate. See that? Malik Verdan?
I knew you would know that. Yeah.
Not on the roster, but he's a guy that is trending towards a Divine Diablo type player.
Love it.
Well, Dave, I hate that we have to let you go, but the police just showed up here at Publix, and they're clearly here for either Mike or Bo, so we got to handle the situation.
I ate too much food, man. I knew it.
Dave, we appreciate the time, as always. We'll talk to you Monday. Enjoy the game, all right?
See you guys. You got it. Take care.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Total, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.